Welcome to Symphony Hall in Boston. This is William Pierce speaking for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, bringing you another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 102nd season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Seiji Ozawa, music director of the orchestra. For this program, Mr. Ozawa has chosen music by Ives and Brahms, Symphony No. 2 by Charles Ives, and Piano Concerto No. 2 of Johannes Brahms. Maurizio Pollini is soloist in the concerto. The audience here in Symphony Hall is awaiting the appearance on stage of Seiji Ozawa to open this Boston Symphony concert with Symphony No. 2 by Charles Ives. Charles Edward Ives was born in Danbury, Connecticut, October 20th, 1874, and died in New York, May 19th, 1954. Virtually all of his creative work was completed by the time he suffered a crippling heart attack, October of 1918, and much of the rest of his long life was spent quietly in West Reading, Connecticut. Ives received formal musical training at Yale, where he studied composition with Horatio Parker. But his earlier informal training from his father greatly influenced his work. George E. Ives was the town bandmaster with a penchant for iconoclastic music experimentation. The younger Ives quickly concluded that his music was not to be his living and turned to business, retaining music as an avocation, albeit a very strong one. However, Ives' story does not parallel those of the traditional starving musician who was forced to work at some other trade in order to feed and clothe himself and his family. Ives turned to commerce with some enthusiasm. He was, in fact, one of the great innovators in the field of insurance and made his mark in that line as surely as he did in music. He began with a mutual insurance company, and by 1899 had met his business partner and lifelong friend, Julian S. Myrick. The firm of Myrick and Ives produced a symbiotic relationship that suited both of the men ideally. In other words, Ives the writer-philosopher, Myrick the administrator of day-to-day office work. Somehow, Ives found time to compose during the years of his business activity. At the same time, he held down a job as organist choirmaster at the Central Presbyterian Church, went to night school to learn some law, and pitched on his agency's baseball team. The Second Symphony was largely composed between 1897 and 1901. Portions of the score were tried out by the Yale Orchestra in New Haven in 1899, but the first full performance awaited a half century until Leonard Bernstein conducted the symphony with the New York Philharmonic, February 22, 1951. One hesitates to point out that Mr. Bernstein might have felt that a symphony that quoted Stephen Foster and Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, might be peculiarly appropriate for a performance on Washington's birthday. Richard Bergen introduced the work to the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts on the 2nd and 3rd of November, 1962. Michael Tilson Thomas conducted the only other Boston Symphony performance in December of 1975. The Ives Second Symphony is in five movements: Andante Moderato, Allegro, Adagio Cantabile, Lento Maestoso, and Allegro Molto Vivace. The score calls for two flutes and piccolo, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons and contrabassoon, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones and tuba, timpani, snare drum, bass drum, and strings. This is almost the same orchestra that Beethoven used in his Ninth Symphony, except that Beethoven used cymbals and triangle and omitted the tuba and snare drum. Ives self-consciously strives for effect and is aggressively dissonant. But Beethoven was not afraid of a good dissonance either, as anyone who listens to the first chord that introduces the bass soloist in the Ninth Symphony will quickly realize. Stephen Ledbetter tells us, like so many of Ives' works, the Second Symphony was composed over a number of years We have it on the authority of his wife, Harmony. Well, we haven't any more to do with that because Mr. Ozawa is on stage. And he will open his concert with Symphony No. 2 by Charles Ives.
Thank you.
Seiji Ozawa has directed the Boston Symphony Orchestra in Symphony No. 2 by Charles Ives. Seiji Ozawa has been recalled for a bow. He's asked to address Principal Shallow to stand. Then Richard Sebring and Jay Waden for horns. Now the orchestra. Again, here is Seiji Ozawa. And with the Ives Second Symphony, we come to the midpoint of our full-length broadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Seiji Ozawa, music director. With the intermission here in Symphony Hall drawing to a close, this is William Pierce inviting you back for the second half of our full-length broadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Seiji Ozawa, music director. Mr. Ozawa has chosen Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 83 by Johannes Brahms for this part of his program. The soloist, Maurizio Pollini. The audience here in Symphony Hall is awaiting the return to the stage of Seiji Ozawa with our soloist, Maurizio Pollini, to conclude this Boston Symphony concert with Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 83 by Brahms. Brahms made the first sketches of his second piano concerto in the late spring of 1878. He completed the score at Pressbaum near Vienna, July 7, 1881. After a private tryout of the concerto with Hans von Bülow in the Meiningen Orchestra, Brahms gave the first public performance, November 9, 1881, in Budapest, with Alexander Erkel conducting the orchestra of the National Theater. Raphael Josephi introduced the work in America at a New York Philharmonic concert, December 13, 1882, Theodore Thomas conducting. The first performance in Boston were given on the 14th and 15th of March, 1884, in the Boston Symphony Series, B.J. Lang soloist, George Henschel conducting. Now our soloist, Maurizio Pollini, and our conductor, Seiji Ozawa, on stage, for Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 83, by Johannes Brahms. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto No. 2 in B flat major, Opus 83 by Johannes Brahms. Maurizio Purini was soloist. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Both Maurizio Purini and Seiji Ozawa shook hands with Jules Espin, cellist, as they passed his desk. Returning for bows, Maurizio Purini and Seiji Ozawa. Now the orchestra is standing with the two principals. Once again, Mr. Purini is shaking hands with Jules Espin, principal cello. Solo bow for Maurizio Purini. Once again, our soloist, Maurizio Purini, with Seiji Ozawa. Jules Espin is standing once again, and now the orchestra. And with the Brahms Second Piano Concerto, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 102nd season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. The program conducted by Mr. Ozawa opened with the Second Symphony of Charles Ives.